Larissa Andrews Sisson would eat worms if you dared her to. She's working on an MA in creative writing and brooding accordingly. Larissa?
I think I would have worded that differently had I known Stephanie Bolster was going to be it. I wanted to just take a second and thank Yanni and Zeke for having us tonight. I think, yeah. So, thank you. Okay, so some stuff I've been working on recently. This is called Kidneys. It's from my friend Ethan. When you dream it, there are no stitches, just a long ripple, or rather, the surface of your body underwater. It slips in cleanly, beautifully, simple, like a stone turned over. But the real experience is not made ugly because there is no water. Your brother waits in the hall. You say, in life there are discomforts. The catheter, the IV, the swelling from steroids, small prices. You point to the bulge that will always be there, where they tucked the extra organ in. The color in your face, then, is real. You wonder, is your body a vessel? The cavity there fills with blood. Things are moving now. There is remarkable work in bodies, the delicate teeth of scars. Your brother flies back to LA, sends a script out, people are talking. You go home. You can write more, eat meat, drink a beer. You are lucky. And you curl up tight around yourself, feel the new kidney like an avocado pit, a strange thing surrounded by flesh. And this one's for my brother, and it's called Burying. When you call, I can't help thinking you must want something. On my birthday, we make plans for dinner. I buy wine, make lasagna. You call to say you're stuck at work. Oh well, some other time then. And you always say, I love you. I wonder what changed. Think of us, two small bodies in our parents' back seat, how Nevada was all dirt and bugs, and the many times you fell and drew blood, burying Barbie dolls in the backyard, digging a compost and later a garden, how I promised Mom not to tell you about Dad. Our lives are so easily packed up, a double-wide mobile home they hitched to a truck and drove off, in two pieces, Reno rushing away from us through car windows. Nothing will be the same. The asphalt of parking lots changes colors. The sky narrows. People are speaking other languages. At the funeral, they put you in a suit. The sleeves drag up your arm, cinch in the armpits. You're uncomfortable. And the ladies in their sensible skirt sets touch your head and call you a brave little boy. You never cry. They start the service in Ukrainian. The aunts sob, throw us their sad looks, nod. No one speaks to our mother. We are endlessly burying things. A small speck of life, Reno, our dog Gypsy when Dad left the gate open, and ourselves in these short phone calls. Okay, this one's just silly, and it's all... Whew, this is David McGimsey's fault. I wish he was here. He's not here, eh? All right, so this is one of his assignments. It's called Self-Improvement. If only it were as easy as a workshop, if I could turn myself in with latest revisions and wait a week for comments. At first, they'd speak niceties. You have a distinct voice. Strong opening. Good use of space. Then the real material comes out. You might want to pare this down. It's wordy, a little affected. Cut this. The speaker isn't consistent. It sounds a little familiar, fragmentary, pomo. It's ambitious. Echoes of Atwood? Cliché? Have you read Andace? Cohen? It may be just me, but I don't like it. It's transparent. You should read Carson. It sounds more than a few false notes. You might want to rethink it. Flesh it out a bit more. You should read Croce, Akhmatova, Hall, Collins, Ashbury, Plath, Baraka, Edson. You should read Edson. Your rewrite is due with your portfolio and you'll be marked on your progress. Thank you.